It has been an impressive start to the new high school basketball season for several HDNL teams, including four girls' teams who won tournaments this past weekend. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on that story in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including all the latest high school boys and girls basketball, how the College of the Redwoods men's basketball team fared at last weekend's Santa Rosa tournament, and the latest news on both Cal Poly Humboldt teams. But first up, several of the HDNL girls basketball teams are off to a flying start this season, including four teams that won tournament championships last weekend, and two that are ranked in the top 10 in the entire North Coast section. The Eureka and St. Bernard's girls teams have enjoyed an outstanding month on the court, and both claimed a third straight tournament title on Saturday. The Loggers got a measure of revenge against the team that knocked them out of the North Coast section playoffs a year ago in the championship game at the Maria Carrillo tournament. The Eureka girls defeated the host school 49-37 in the final as they improved to 11-1 on the season with their ninth straight win. Outstanding sophomore Tiara Maualuga continued her remarkable season and finished with 19 points in the victory. There was no tournament MVP award, but according to Eureka head coach Cliff Napoleon, if there had been one, Maualuga would have been a unanimous selection. The St. Bernard's girls were equally impressive at the Kelseyville tournament, dominating the host team 75-39 in the championship game. With the win, the Crusaders improved to 9-0 on the season, and they are the only undefeated HDNL team, boys or girls. St. Bernard's senior Layla Florvillis turned in another big performance and was named the tournament MVP after scoring a game-high 24 points in the final. This is the third straight tournament MVP award for the senior. Both the Del Norte and Fortuna girls teams also won their tournaments last weekend. The Warriors made it six straight wins with a 52-32 victory over Weed in the championship game of the Central Valley tournament as they improved to 9-3. The Fortuna girls traveled for the Orland Lady Trojan Invitational tournament and defeated Durham 42-40 in the championship game. With the win, the Huskies improved to 9-3. Jorlin Villalvazo was instrumental in the victory, scoring a team-high 18 points and grabbing 7 rebounds on her way to being named tournament MVP. Several of the local girls' teams are also ranked high in the North Coast section, including five schools in the top 24. Eureka leads the way and is number 8 in the section out of 135 schools, while St. Bernard's is just two spots back at number 10. McKinleyville is the next highest ranked local school at number 19, with Fortuna at number 20 and Arcata at 24. In boys' action, meanwhile, Eureka High hosted its annual Logger Classic tournament last weekend, and the Loggers were crowned champions after defeating Shasta in a hard-fought championship game on Saturday by a score of 72-67. Standout sophomore Ryder Mitchell was named tournament MVP as he continues to shine in his first season playing varsity ball. The young center finished with a double-double in Saturday's win, scoring 23 points and adding 10 rebounds. This was the second tournament championship this month for the Loggers, who improved to 8-1 on the season. The Del Norte and St. Bernard's boys teams also won their tournaments. The Warriors stretched their winning streak to six straight games with a 45-44 win over Reading Christian in the final of the Anderson Invitational Tournament, while the Crusaders won the Kelseyville Tournament, getting the better of the host school 61-52 in the decider. Standout junior guard Liam Dyer was named tournament MVP for St. Bernard's after finishing with 22 points, 7 rebounds and 7 assists against Kelseyville. The Warriors are now 10-2, while the Crusaders are 7-2. Conference play in the Big 5 and Little 4 gets underway early in the new year for both the boys and girls teams. The College of the Redwoods men's basketball team, meanwhile, had an up-and-down weekend at the annual Santa Rosa tournament. The Corsairs opened tournament play with an impressive 74-69 win over Pasadena City College, but they turned in one of their most disappointing performances of the season in Friday's semi-final and lost 80-61 to Santa Rosa in a game that head coach Ryan Bizio described as a comprehensive beatdown. However, the Redwoods men would respond with a good performance in their tournament finale on Saturday, defeating Foothill 76-68 after overcoming a big 15-2 early deficit. The Corsairs hit 11 three-pointers in the victory. Sior is now 11-5 and will be back in action at the two-day San Mateo tournament, which tips off on Monday. The Corsairs played the host school in their tournament opener. Both Cal Poly Humboldt basketball teams, meanwhile, played a non-conference game to close out their 2024 schedule on Saturday. The Humboldt men got a much-needed victory, travelling to Santa Barbara and beating Westmont 79-73. The Jacks held a 46-28 advantage at halftime, but the home team came storming back in the second half to make for an exciting finish. The Jacks, however, found a way to win, holding on down the stretch and improving to 5-4 on the season. The Cal Poly Humboldt women were also in action on Saturday, closing out the year with a 62-52 loss at Western Oregon. The Lumberjacks dropped to 3-7 on the season. The Humboldt women showcased some resilience throughout the game, but a strong fourth quarter performance from Western Oregon proved decisive, as the Wolves outscored the Jacks 22-14 down the stretch to seal the victory. Both Cal Poly Humboldt teams will be back in action early in the new year when they play a conference doubleheader at Stanislaus State on January the 2nd. The women play at 5:30 p.m. followed by the men at 7:30. The Humboldt women are 2-2 in conference play, while the men's team is 1-3. And that's this week's K-Mountain News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.